peroneal neuropathy or fibular neuropathy, that's where we see foot drop typically. Remember, foot drop, you think peroneal neuropathy, L4 radiculopathy, and occasionally sciatic neuropathy. And remember, with L4 radiculopathy, you would lose the knee reflexes, versus with fibular or peroneal neuropathy, the knee reflex is intact. That's how you can tell the difference clinically. It commonly happens because of crossing legs as a habit, you know, one time after the other, day after day, for a long time, then there will be some damage to the peroneal nerve, or because of knee injuries, because the compression is at the head of the fibula. And patients will develop weakness in the foot dorsiflexion, which is anterior tibialis, and that leads to foot drop. The sensory deficit is on the lateral aspect of the leg rather than the thigh. So it's all from the knee and down to the foot.